All right, now we're back with Peabody head coach Mark Betancourt of Peabody High School football. And coach, welcome back and congratulations on I'm sure checking off a major objective that you guys wanted to achieve this year. 8-0 at this point.
I think that's the objective of every high school football coach coming into the season. Not all of us get to attain it. So we're very lucky, very proud of the hard work the kids have put in, and it's quite an accomplishment for this group of kids.
Oh, I quite agree. It's fantastic, coach, and you guys have been pointing to this and building to it. Bobby Jackson, the former Marblehead hockey coach, I once asked him at the beginning of the season what his objectives were, and he threw daggers at me. He would not tell me, and I think you're right. The idea is to win every single game, of course. But, coach, it's been a great journey. Tell me a little bit about the Salem game, perhaps, and how it feels, how the kids feel about getting to this point. I know there's a major focus, of course, for Friday. But in terms of overall accomplishments, they and you have to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, coming into the Salem game, we knew they had a 5-2 record coming in, so they'd won some games and they knew how to win. And we knew their quarterback was a good player and they had a real good running back and, some linemen that could give us some problems. In the first half, that's exactly what they did. They were able to, move the ball a little bit on us in the first half and, keep our offense off the field, similar to what Winthrop did the week before. Made some nice adjustments at halftime and was able to take a little bit more control of the game in the second half to pull away late.
Well, I know in the Gloucester game that we did, you guys had 7 different scorers spreading it around. Sort of a really versatile offense, and I'm guessing by the score that you were able to spread it around again last week as well?
Yeah, we scored 4 rushing touchdowns by 4 different players, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then Eli Batista had 2 receiving touchdowns and ran back a punt. So, scoring comes from everywhere with us. We have a lot of weapons and we like to use them all. That keeps teams from really trying to focus in on 1 or 2 guys and makes them play honest defense against us. And a lot of that is the reason why we're able to open up a lot of things offensively.
Well, not only that, Mark, but, people would ask me as we go around, is Peabody for real? What's Peabody like? And so on. And my answer was, I don't see any weaknesses, but you look at it differently as a coach. Let's look at the other way. The strength, coach, if you would, in terms of offense, defense, and special teams, because from my viewpoint, I've seen it all from you guys.
Well, offensively, obviously our team's speed is our strength. We have guys that can cover the field, and it makes the defense cover the whole field, and that's not an easy task in high school football. Defensively, our defensive coordinator, Justin Powers, has got a great job of having our guys rally to the ball. Hit hard, take a lot of pride in hitting hard, and stopping the run. That's always been our goal. It's our goal in every game. It's no different this week. The goal is to stop the run. Try to keep them from having confidence in going north-south with the football on the ground. We've done a nice job with our defensive line of mixing up the things that we're doing in the trenches with our linebackers, coming up hard and filling holes hard, making things bounce, and having some of our better tacklers on the outside for when it does bounce. Guys like Alex Silver, Donnie Cavanaugh, Alan Polino, Jace Dooley, Eli Batista, guys that can come up when we make it bounce to secure tackles and keep away from having them having big plays on the ground. And if we were able to do that and get them in a lot of third and long situations and make them do what they don't want to do, which usually is pass. We have pretty quick kids in the defensive backfield to cover ground. Special teams wise, we try to put our best athletes on the field. Special teams is all about field position, trying to put ourselves in the best position offensively, and defensively trying to make them go 70, 80 yards to score. And so far we've had our kinks. A little bit on special teams on our kickoff team, but for the most part, we've been able to keep teams from the 30-yard in on kickoff. Our punt coverages have been excellent. Having a weapon like Dom Scalise as our kicker and punter is definitely a weapon for us because he can get the ball deep and give us time to get down there and cover. And if we do our jobs well, we're going to make the opposing team, go 70, 80 yards to score points.
Well, the other thing, too, that's taken for granted sometimes is the extra point. And if you don't have someone who can give you 1 point, it's sometimes really difficult to get 2 points.
Absolutely. You really don't want to be in a position to have a 2-point conversion. And usually the reason you have to get a 2-point conversion is somewhere along the line you missed an extra point. So with Don being as consistent as he is, makes it a little bit easier for us after we score touchdowns not to have to be really stressed out and worried about scoring, in one play. And, if we have to do it, we have plays prepared for that. But thus far this year, knock on wood, we haven't had to resort to it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've been asking coaches this week to revisit some of their best players. And to me, Mark, it starts with Shea Lynch in what of spectacular athlete he's been. And so maybe you could tell me again a little bit more about his attributes and his leadership.
We go offensively as Shea Lynch brings us. His work ethic in practice is absolutely relentless. It's off the charts. He's our scout team quarterback. So he's not only playing when we're doing an offensive series, he's playing when we're doing a defensive series. And he's out there trying to pick on our defensive backs, trying to pick on our linebackers, trying to force our defensive line to catch him when he does scramble. So I, on a defensive day, it's not an easy day with Shea back there playing scout quarterback. And he basically runs the opposing team's offense. He takes a lot of pride in that, and I think that's a huge factor into how well we play defensively is the fact that Shea pushes us as a defense all week in practice. So his leadership skills, his work ethic, everything that's happening, the success that he's having is not a mistake. It's not an accident. He's earned everything he's done, and you just wonder. At this point, I understand he's only 5'11", but where are the college scouts? It bewilders me how no college has really taken a chance on him outside of the Division III level schools. And I'm hoping that, this playoffs, he really gets a chance to show everybody what he can do. And hopefully get a chance to play college football at the Division I or II level.
Yeah, it should be a good showcase. Yeah, you're right. And I know that you're going to promote that for sure, and I'm sure the league will. It's great to see that. And the other thing I was wondering, Mark, this time of year, there can be distractions with Halloween and Thanksgiving and, playoffs and non-playoffs. Loaded question. Is it easier to keep the kids focused when they are winning and you guys have such a spectacular record, is it easier than if you didn't?
I think any coach would answer that the same way. I mean, when you're winning, the kids are more into it. It's difficult to, we've played consolation games numerous times over the years. We're lucky that our kids love to play football, and a football game is a football game. So if it's a consolation game or a tournament game, our kids want to win. And I think the focus on winning on Friday night, is something that PVD High football players take a lot of pride in. Obviously being in the playoffs, there's more at stake. When push comes to shove, it's a high school football game. Mm-hmm. And the team that prepares better is the team that's going to have an easier chance of winning on Friday night. And that's more of the philosophy that we carry.
All right.
Football game is a football game. We're playing Friday night. Let's prepare properly and go out there and win.
And football players are among the most competitive people I've ever met, especially football coaches. So, let's go to the Division II playoffs now. You're in probably maybe the most difficult division there is. You're rated number 3 above Catholic Memorial. Tell me a little bit about this game and what you see with Bishop Feehan.
Yeah, the whole rating system, that is what it is. I still don't understand how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the rating system is just a means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
All we're waiting for is the bracket. Who do we have to play? What is our route if we want to be successful? Who do we have to beat? Get us the films. Let us scout our offense. Let us scout our defense. What we have to do and get ready. Knowing now that we have to beat a very, very good Bishop Feehan team, that's our goal. If we're lucky enough to beat them, we play the winner of Reading and Leominster. If we somehow get by that round, it's more or less now that we know who we have to play.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, having CM on the other side is a good thing because they're supposed to be the best team in the state of Massachusetts, and to have them on the other side of the bracket is obviously something that you're happy about. Mm-hmm. You'd rather have them on the other side, let the other teams deal with them. And if we have to see them, whoever has to see them on our side of the bracket does not have to see it until they get to Foxborough. So for us, our focus is on one game at a time. The task at hand is Bishop Feehan tomorrow night. We've prepared very, very hard the last few days. We're going to do a nice review of everything, make sure everyone's on the same page today at practice, and hopefully go out tomorrow and take that next step by beating up a very good Bishop Feehan team.
All right, we're talking Friday night at 7 o'clock at Peabody High School. And, Coach, spectacular season so far. Keep it going. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much for the call, and it's always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That's Mark Betancourt, who is the high school football coach at Peabody High School. They are 8-0, and they will be playing at home against Bishop Feehan with a record of 4-3, 7 o'clock start. MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.